Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, back with my beautiful wife, Rev. Renee, and we are ready to jump into Lesson 267 here on A Course in Miracles workbook, My Heart is Beating in the Peace of God. And thank you for joining us on the internet. Let's join together now for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. My heart is beating in the peace of God. Surrounding me is all the life that God created in His love. It calls to me in every heartbeat and in every breath, in every action and in every thought. Peace fills my heart and floods my body with the purpose of forgiveness. Now my mind is healed, and all I need to save the world is given me. Each heartbeat brings me peace. Each breath infuses me with strength. I am a messenger of God, directed by His voice, sustained by Him in love, and held forever quiet and at peace within His loving arms. Each heartbeat calls His name, and everyone is answered by His voice, assuring me I am at home in Him.
Let me attend your answer, not my own. Father, my heart is beating in the peace the heart of love created. It is there and only there that I can be at home. My heart is breathing in the peace of God.
And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence. Surrounding me is all the life that God created in His love. We tend to look around ourselves in the physical world using the body's senses because we are relating to this third dimensional world through the five senses. But I want to expand the conversation a little bit and ask you to consider something. When you're asleep at night and you're in the movie of your mind, you have created a kind of a more limited but another slice of intelligence. You peel away and you give it to this self that you create in this dimension that you create. And you are surrounded, right? Surrounding your sleeping self is all the life that you have given everything. You've created a universe of thoughts and things and people and places and events. All sorts of things are going on in that dimension that you have created. And you are surrounded by everything that you have created. And it's all mind. There is nothing that is not mind. There are images. There are experiences. It feels like form. It feels real. It feels like you're having sensual experiences or senses of the five senses. The body self is there experiencing all of those things. But you are surrounded by what you have created in mind. It's not really form, because when you wake up, where is it? It's all gone. It was never really there in form. It was only there in mind. And so when we consider this lesson, my heart is beating in the peace of God. Surrounding me is all the life that God created in His love. We are nestled. We are held in the mind of God. And everything that is surrounding us is the vibration of love. It may take through the senses of our body and what we lay over it, it may take the appearance of form, but it is mind. We are surrounded by thoughts of love that appear to be, because we call them such, we appear to be form. It appears to be things, and it appears to be separate people and bodies and all the things associated with this third dimensional experience. But it's like a dream, like the dream we have at night. And we're giving meaning to the things that we're experiencing today as we look around where we are. What meaning, what names have we given what you see where you are? These are just constructs of a limited self. This lesson is asking us to look beyond it, to recognize that we are one with God. We are in the mind of God. We are one with our true self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind. And when we connect with that self, then we are beating in the peace of God, because that self knows the truth of its experience, and it is not deluded by an illusory construct of a sleeping self. Let me attend your answer, not my own, Father. So when we ask, when we turn within and we simply ask, what is the truth? What is the more that God is being and what I'm experiencing and seeing today? We have an opportunity to be informed in a completely new way of what peace really is and how it can be experienced even now.
I'm imagining myself on some tropical island in another time and place, more of an indigenous landscape and experience, and I'm hearing the beats of a drum, and all of these drums fall into one beat, one rhythm, and it's the rhythm of love that resounds and calls me home. And that rhythm of love that is created by love, by God, by Spirit, you know, is the heart of everything. And what is the heart? The heart that beats in the body, the heart of this rhythm is love. And we can't get away from it. It reverberates, it's palpable, it's our very heartbeat as our neck vein, as the blood courses through the body, as the sound of that love is everywhere, and the bird song, and everything that we may sense through that sensuality, through the senses, and of course beyond, you know, that that rhythm calls us home, and that rhythm is the heartbeat of love. I love the line that peace fills my heart and floods my body with the purpose of forgiveness. And I am forgiving everything unlike love, all of the misperceptions that I've held. And as I do so, I align with that rhythm. And that rhythm brings peace. And I am then the messenger of God. I devote my life to this in this moment, to be this messenger of God. I can think of nothing else that I want or desire. And it's not of the separate self. It's the divine self, the Holy Spirit in, through, and as me, is me, my divine right mind, that directs this voice, that sustains me. Is the loving arms with which I am rocked to that rhythm. God's name is my very own. We've heard this before in the previous lessons, that is my name, assuring me that I am home. And home is heaven, the realm of ever-expanding love, ever-expanding good. My heart is beating in the presence or the peace of God. My heart is beating in the peace of God. I am home. I am home. I am home.
My heart is beating in the peace of God. Let me attend your answer, not my own, Father. My heart is beating in the peace the heart of love created. It is there and only there that I can be at home. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you for joining us, Mighty Companion. We appreciate you being there. We appreciate you journeying with us through these amazing workbook lessons. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send